1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 a.m. Good morning. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 10 children have been murdered in Wisconsin's largest city so far this year. The latest victim is a one-year-old girl. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
Milwaukee police say Zyara Nevels was shot in a car after an argument between two adults Saturday night. Doctors say she died at Children's Hospital. Kids are being shot to death in Milwaukee at a higher rate than ever in recent years. The city's Homicide Review Commission says 20 or more kids have been shot to death each year in Milwaukee between 2020 and last year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Journal Sentinel that some efforts to fight gun violence are working with the help of community groups, that more needs to be done. Barry Bell, Civic Media News.
66 of Wisconsin's 72 counties experienced air quality advisories yesterday, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The alerts were in effect until 8 o'clock this morning and were issued due to the haze traveling to Wisconsin from wildfires near Quebec, Canada. A man is dead after being shot by law enforcement officers in western Wisconsin over the weekend. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office says the man was in a home with a woman and two children Saturday and was holding a rifle and threatening officers. He was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy and a New Richmond police officer when he came out of the home. Both officers are on desk duty and the Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. Today is a big day for efforts to change the way Wisconsin state government shares money with local communities. Governor Tony Evers is scheduled to meet with Republican legislative leaders. There are disagreements whether the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says Milwaukee needs the money too badly to leave it to voters. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday.
The challenge with having a referendum is we don't have any fall elections this year. So it'd be a standalone referendum just on people raising their own, going out to vote to raise taxes on themselves, which is sort of a tough thing to try to convince them to do.
LeMahieu says he wants the city council and county board to make that decision. So does Governor Evers, who spoke with reporters last week.
I guess my preference would be that the Senate's position be adopted, but we've got lots of work to do yet.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republican lawmakers in the Assembly will not agree to shared revenue a bill unless Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are required to hold sales tax votes. Finally, the Cozy Inn in Janesville is one of 25 restaurants in the country being honored with a $40,000 grant through the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The Cozy Inn opened in 1922 and is Wisconsin's oldest Chinese restaurant. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A police incident in Oshkosh closed the 900 block of Main Street early this morning. Authorities said only that the street was closed due to an ongoing police incident. Main Street reopened at about 6:15 a.m. The Green Bay School Board meets today to discuss a major realignment plan. The plan includes closing multiple schools and construction of a new elementary school, as well as changing school boundaries. The vote could happen as soon as tonight. Superintendent Vicki Bayer says a decision regarding the closings must be made by January. The Green Bay School District faces a $20 million shortfall. Some sad news this morning from the Oshkosh Police Department. K-9 Lando, a respected and successful member of the force, was euthanized over the weekend after being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. In sports, the crew tries to make it a sweep tonight in Cincinnati. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a solid win in Cincinnati. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew with a 5-1 win over the Reds, thanks to a 3-run homer by an infielder who was just called up from the minors a week ago.
One of the hottest hitters on the roster, Andrew Monasterio, gets a crack. And Monasterio goes out towards center. Back is Benson. Onto the warning track. It's over his head and gone.
Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports Wisconsin. So far, Monasterio's batting average is .412. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Just impressive, really. I mean, I didn't know he had a home run to center field in him. Really, honestly, that's a good blast for sure.
Adrian Hauser had his sinker ball working, got the win. Milwaukee remains a half game ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have won their last five in a row. The series with the Reds wraps up tonight in Cincinnati. NBA, the Heat beat the Nuggets in Denver 111-108 after the game. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone on what went wrong for Denver.
Now let's talk about effort. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well.
The series now stands at one game apiece. Game three is Wednesday night in Miami. Over the weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks hired an assistant coach. It's Terry Stotts, who was the Bucks head coach back in 2007. NFL Packers OTAs resume tomorrow. Now, last night in Appleton, it was Donald Driver's annual charity softball game. The current players, the Stars, held on to beat Driver's team, the Legends, 12-11. Packers right guard John Runyan Jr. launched a home run that went over the left field suites out of the park behind Fox City Stadium.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't even see it.
It's in the woods.
I had no idea. I knew it was gone.
The event raised over $250,000 for charities around Wisconsin. I asked Driver what his reaction was after Aaron Rodgers was traded to the New York Jets.
We were all surprised, but, I mean, we got to now put our love in Jordan and let Jordan go out there and do what he got to do.
That's Donald Driver with sports. I'm Mike Clark.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I missed y'all. What's happening, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Yeah, man, I miss you this past holiday weekend. And man, it's good to have you back. You look good, man. You look good.
You know what, Earl? I appreciate you. I was sitting there and I rolled over last Monday. And I'm like, Earl ain't called me yet. What's going on? Then I said, oh. I was ready now. I was getting up, getting ready to go. And I forgot it was Memorial Day.
Oh, man, I had been on the grill for hours.
You've been on the grill? What you done grilled up? Some hot dogs and hamburgers?
Man, come on, man. You keep underestimating who I am.
Hey, man, until you show me.
Until you give it to me. So the next time you in the city, I'm going to lay you out.
Okay.
You know, because you forgot. You seem to have forgotten, you know. And I don't know what's going on. All these folk calling on the phone before we even get a chance to even get started. So
is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. You know, maybe they can see that.
Well, let them in. They must got something they
want to
ask us,
right? Well, yeah, maybe they see that real nice color that you got going on, man. It really looks impressive.
Earl, I ain't going to say nothing like you today. I'm just glad to see you.
Hey,
man.
I'm glad to see you too, man. You know, our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You know, if you guys who are just joining us, you know, here we're open to it. So different markets in the state. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger and Earl Ingram, and we talk about a whole array of things. But Gilbert, I want to begin, and people can call in. So by all means, that's what we want you to do: call in and have dialogue with the one and only the Gravedigger. But Gilbert, I want to ask you, man, about who was the toughest quarterback you ever played against? I mean, just the toughest quarterback that you know, man, you cats really put a whooping on, and that cat was still able to stand in that pocket. You know, because y'all, man, back in the day, you cats could lay a quarterback out.
Yeah.
Now I would say don't include Brett, because we know Brett was one of the toughest.
He is the toughest.
You said
that boy. I tell everybody. I say, man, if I was walking down a dark alley with a couple of dudes with pipes and knives, And I had to take one dude with me. I'm taking Brett Favre with me. Because I know we're going to come out on the other side. I know it, dog.
Hey, Brett, I know it. Hey, he was that tough.
Man, he tough as country boy I ever seen in my life. Yeah. I mean, sometimes Mike Holmgren can put the fear of God in you.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, just because he got the power to stature. He got the power to just snap his finger and you gone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the fear of God in you. And when he tells you, I want y'all to look nice, I want y'all in a suit, tie, you know, look presentable, represent your squad, your D-line, right, your O-line. And Brett Favre still show up with a country shirt on and a country hat. And everybody looking like, ooh, with Mike Holmgren be you. And Brett walk right past him. He don't say nothing. We like, oh, my dog. Oh. That's the pecking order too, Earl. Know your order, get in line.
Let me ask you something, man. You knew Brett. You guys are good friends and all those kind of things. Is that really what we saw when we saw him, just a guy, man, country kind of guy? That's who he really is.
What y'all saw is, to me, 85% of him. There's the other percentage,
right,
that you don't see.
That we're getting to read about.
That make us love him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 85% is what y'all know and fell in love with. The other percentage on top of that is what we fell in love with.
You know, here's a cat, man. I used to watch Brett stand in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And, man, deliver the ball, and they would drill him, man. I mean, really, really drill him, Gilbert. Mm-hmm. He'd roll around on the field for a couple mm-hmm. seconds, and I know he was drilled. And get up and go back to the huddle.
Oh, my God. I mean, but he dishes it out, too. You know what I'm saying? He used to do some blocking when they get out there. And,
yeah.
And when he throw that ball, I've seen broken fingers.
Throwing the ball so hard.
Drilling that ball. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, there is a different play between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Brett Favre going to get that first down. He going to go past that line.
Even if he have to put his head down.
Even if he got to go, he going to go get it. Other dudes run to the line, stop, and throw the ball.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's the difference that people don't understand.
Let's do this, man. We got an anonymous caller on the line.
Anonymous. So caller?
You don't even need... Calvin, to, you know, even let's go to Anonymous on the line. Good morning, Anonymous. How you doing? You're under the helmet with the Grave Digger. Your thoughts? Anonymous? We're speaking to Anonymous.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I wasn't calling to go on the air, but it's good to hear your voice and say hello. I'm in Madison, and the show we have here has been covered up. I mean, it's on the air. The Stephanie Miller Show is on the air. But Mike Crute and some of the other white men are talking over it like they're introducing their own show. And it's just a technical glitch, but, you know, I wasn't hoping to say it on the air. But maybe this way they can find out and just pull the second show. You know, it's causing feedback
on pop. So, thank you very much for the call. So let's just, for the sake of clarity, the radio stations are going through transformations. And so there's a brand new lineup across the entire state. As the radio station is going through transition and introducing more talk show hosts in different parts of the state. And so that's kind of where we are. We're going through some technical glitches during this process. So none of these things are personal. It is all involved with the transition that a network that is building to something tremendous is going through. So that's where we are. There's nothing personal going on at all. We ask that during this transition that people be patient with us, and the end result is going to be a success. Earl, yes, sir.
She just mishearing your voice. That's what she trying to say. So
come on, man.
Get it fixed so she can hear you. She trying to say.
Hey, okay, man. It was. Yeah, anyway, let's get back to
Earl, this. What's all that, man?
Hey, come on, man. Some things are left better unsaid, right? Gilbert. So. Brett Favre, again, when we talk about the toughest quarterbacks that you've ever seen and ever faced, you talked about a guy, man. Who was it?
Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy Aikman was he was tough, man. It was a lot of them out there. I mean, Randall Cunningham was, God. Yeah. Randall Cunningham was tough, man. Warren Moon. What I'm saying?
Warren Moon was a big quarterback, though.
Even my guy that passed away, what was his name?
Who did he play for?
Tennessee.
McNeil. I know who McNair. You're talking about. Yeah, McNair. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was tough,
Yeah,
too,
those
man.
Some big guys, though. Those some yeah, big see, quarterbacks.
Yeah, see, all them were big quarterbacks, you know, so it put you in the mind of that big running, not like the Michael Vicks now.
Right.
Michael Vick was a whole different.
Yeah, he like a deer. He like a deer.
Oh my God! No, he was like Barry's. He was like Barry Sanders with a throwing arm.
Yeah, because he was a little bitty guy.
Yeah, but he was quick. He could. I mean, the thing that killed him is everybody in coverage. And now you got the four fat guys that got to contain this little mouse.
Yeah,
everybody going down. Everybody done took off running after they guy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got four fat guys trying to take a mouse out. Come on.
Man, if you look at the transition in quarterbacking positions today than what they were in your time, they're a whole lot of Michael Vicks. That's what you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
The position has changed, right?
Yeah. I mean, because you see more starting black quarterbacks that got an arm and can run. You see what I'm saying? That's the combination now. Before, it was just a guy got an arm. Before, it was just a guy getting run. Now you got the combination of both.
So what does that do for a lineman?
It's a nightmare for a defense. It is a nightmare.
Whose first priority has got to be to stop a run, right?
Right. That's the thing where you always got to say, if you got a quarterback like that and you got a running back, you in trouble. Because now if you stop the run, he drops back the pass and everybody's in coverage and he takes off to run.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And
that's a nightmare.
And you got an offensive lineman who knows the capabilities of his quarterback.
Yeah,
he changes the way he blocks you, right?
But see, that's what we was talking about. That's where OTAs and all that other stuff come into play. You got to know where your quarterback is by repetition.
So, Gilbert, hang on. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Under the helmet with the grave digger.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. And Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Water is one of nature's most beautiful and life-sustaining resources. Through no fault of their own, many Wisconsin utility customers are facing a shutoff to their water service. This leaves them without the one life-giving resource we all take for granted. And those hardest hit? Families on fixed incomes, the elderly, and our veterans. If you or someone you care about needs a hand up, your local Wisconsin Energy and emergency service providers are working together to keep you safely in your home and your water, heat, and power on. If you are in danger of losing your water service, call 1-833-426-9472. That's 833-H2O-WISC. Or visit us online at wisconsinwater.help. You may not ask for it, but we're here to help.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 77. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 54. Tomorrow, high of 70. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range, a high of 77 today. Lows level off around 54 tonight. Highs reach 70 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
All good, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Back
when I had the red and black lumberjack. With the hat
with
to
the
match.
Hat to match.
Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Biggie,
time to
back
get
right
paid,
there.
Blow up like the World Trade.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I want to talk a little bit now, man, about, you know, football, man. And
my favorite topic.
Man, and mine too. And why football is, you know, America's number one sport. And why it's more than just a game. And so, you know, I certainly did not at any point in time reach the heights of what you and our good brother Leroy and all the rest of you great players were able to do. You clearly impacted so many people and now you
everybody had a different role, Earl.
Well, you'll be forever remembered because you're in a Hall of Fame, and the importance of being in the Hall of Fame means that you will always be remembered. You know, some people, only a handful of people can make it to those kinds of places. But what football does and has is man, so critically important, man. What does football really mean to you?
That's
a heavy question, I know.
Yeah. That's football. Football gave me life, man. Football gave me life just because I was a kid, didn't know what I wanted to do. And my brother pulled me into it, and I started loving it after that.
How old were you when you?
13, 14.
Okay. Well, you came into a kind
14.
Of old. You came into a kind
yeah,
of old.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't play no little league football. I didn't do none of that stuff. So I was for first going into high school. I played organized football. I mean, you play street ball, and,
right?
You know, do this, that, and the other. But you know, it's a game that challenges you mentally and physically in the classroom. it's on your mind, because if you're not doing your schoolwork, you will not play.
Right.
You know, it forces you. And that's what football did for me. It forces me to learn. It forces me to share. It forces me to understand compassion. When I hit a dude in the throat, I'm compassionate after the game to make sure he okay. That's just how it is.
Hey, man, so when did the love for the game? How old were you before you developed the love for it?
Probably my junior, senior year in high school. That's when I really fell in love.
When you realized how good you were at it? Is that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I realized that I was going to be good at age 14 when I started playing, because I knew and I studied the game. That's why I told my mom at age 14 what I was going to do.
Right. So you were throwing folk around at 14?
Yeah. Yeah, I played JV for 2 weeks. Been on varsity ever since.
So and that's freshman, right?
Freshman.
You went right to varsity.
Right to varsity. 2 weeks of JV, and that my brother was kind of mad because I'm in the car with all the seniors driving, and he walking to the Dairy Queen. My brother named Leroy too, so I'm like, hey, look at this dude here.
Hey, you know, man, I just wanted to, for a few minutes, reflect on what football really is and the impact that it has. You know, people watch it on Sundays and they love it. Clearly they love it. Like you and I talked about before. That, yeah. You know, outside of soccer, there's no other sport that is gonna put 105,000 people in a stadium every Saturday, Michigan, Ohio State, 105,000. You can imagine because you've been there. But most of us cannot imagine going to an event where there's 100,000 people because you don't want to get caught up in all of that.
That's the thing, Earl. That's the thing. Imagine you in that bowl. And there's 100,000 people surrounding you,
screaming and yelling, watching you.
And you right there, and you just hit somebody in the mouth. So it's two levels. It's two levels of the roar now. It's the roar. And then you bust through and you hit the dude in the mouth, right? And then you get up and you do a grave digger. Oh my God, the roar goes even louder. Yeah, that goes like.
Hey, man. Hey, so when we come back from break, man, you gotta tell us where the grave digger came from.
Okay. It came from me whooping somebody.
Break, man. We gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A sonic boom over Washington. It was heard by a lot of people this weekend and happened when military fighter jets were scrambled because of a jet that had strayed into restricted territory near the U.S. Capitol. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The U.S. military quickly launching six F-16 fighter jets from three bases to track the plane as it headed south into Virginia. The two F-16s over Washington reaching supersonic speed to catch up with the Cessna jet. creating that sonic boom that reverberated across the region.
The plane eventually crashed on its own accord in Virginia. Everyone on board was killed. A close call between a Chinese warship and an American destroyer. The U.S. increasingly worried about what it says is aggressive action on the part of China. The death toll from the crash of three trains in India believed to be 275, with hundreds more suffering injuries. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The driver of a car that crashed into the Fox River has been identified. 39-year-old Randy Van Lannen of Green Bay was alone in the vehicle that plunged into the river near the Ray Nitschke Bridge on May 6th. Van Lannen's cause of death has been ruled a drowning by the Brown County Medical Examiner. The crash is still being investigated by police, who await medical results. Van Lannen is survived by her husband and son. Affordable housing will be more available in Outagamie County. Local builders, including Habitat for Humanity, have been awarded $2 million to provide housing for people living below the poverty line. The money comes from COVID-19 relief funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. The construction will take place over the next 3 years. In sports, Blue Jay hurler Kevin Gausman struck out 11 Brewers as the Crew lost to Toronto 3-1. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now that's tasty.
A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello, T-B-O-R-Z, so for real, with my man, hell yo.
Let it breathe, bro. This is a good one. Let it breathe.
Heavy D, soon get real.
You look lost. It might be that shirt you got on.
You know what, Gilbert? You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm letting it breathe.
There you go.
Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger, let's go to Nick from Madison. Hey, good morning to you, Nick. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for the grave digger?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I just actually got in my car. I didn't actually hear what you were talking about, but
No, well, so let me say to you, you can no, it's Gilbert Brown, man. You got any question or comment? Anything you want to ask him? We're talking about football, the impact of football on
football?
The society. Yeah, yeah. Gilbert Brown, the Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer. Well, you know who he is, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm actually a Chicago Bears fan. You know,
they still got those.
Well, if you're a Chicago Bear fan, you should be excited because the Bears are going to be something finally.
I, you know what? You know, what I say is every little boy who was born in Chicago, his very first words are next year. That's the way it is.
I like this guy. Yeah,
You, well, you know, man, next year is just about here for the Bears.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they made a huge mistake by giving literally all the money to our last quarterback, but. I think
who was your last quarterback?
There's room to grow.
Who was your last quarterback? You had so many. I don't. You know.
Shoot.
You don't even know.
I'm trying to remember.
I know.
Was it
Mitchell Trubisky?
Trubisky. Trubisky.
No, not Trubisky. The one before that.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Oh man, you know how long
Jay Cutler played for us. He played for us. All the interceptions he gave us, he played for us.
He played for the Packers in the end.
He played for us by throwing us all the interceptions.
Oh. Hey.
So, and you know, I was actually really happy to defend him at first because I thought he didn't have a lot of a good defensive line, but at the end of the day, you got to perform.
Hey, Nick, I gotta ask you, man. You must be a throwback because, man, you're talking about Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is almost 20 years ago.
You know the Bear fans. They live in 85, man. They live in 1985, man.
Hey. And listen, man, I get you, man. I'm a Bear fan too, the Bears are going to finally be, a good team this year.
Who said?
Everybody. Who said? Everybody. The Bears investing money, man, they're going to be good. Anything you want to say to the grave digger, Nick? You know anything about Gilbert Brown?
No, I don't.
Well, let me tell him, because he's a Bear fan. Let me tell him.
Okay.
I go bear hunting with a switch, son. That's what I do.
Hey, so Nick, read up on Gilbert Brown, the Grave Digger, Hall of Fame.
He's still watching at 1985.
Football player for the Green Bay Packers. Thank you very much for the call, man. Keep listening. So, Gilbert, I was asking you before the break about where you got the grave digger from, where you would dig the shovel. You take the shovel after you laid some cat out. And I don't think you can do that stuff anymore.
No, you can't. You can't do it the way I used to do it anymore. They put you in jail.
Right.
Or they send that, when you got in trouble in the league for doing something on the field or uniform violation or late hit or something, they will let the FedEx man come in the locker room and put that FedEx envelope in your locker.
Come on, man.
To let you know that they about to get some money at you.
So Gilbert, I love seeing you do the grave digger thing. So how'd you come up with that?
You know what, man? It's
because everybody was doing something. Everybody was doing something back then, right?
Right. Everybody always doing something, and to me, I wanted to look like that comic book character, just badass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had to come up with something because, you know, I love comics. I love looking at stuff and I'm doing things like that. And I gotta come up with something, you know, that's make people say, dang.
And remember.
And then, you know, you go down the tombstones, all the names I done put on the tombstones. Yep. From Barry Sanders to whoever. You know what I'm saying? So I got a long list of dudes on my on that I done laid down.
So Gilbert, I want to get back to something a little more serious about, you know, I keep telling people I ran a football league for 20 years, and I would always tell the coaches the importance of what they do with children. And I would tell parents that, you know, I'm expecting coaches to be able to add something or put something in the lives of children more than football. You had a special man, Coach Dozier, who I had the pleasure and honor of talking to, man, for many years and interacting with. Just a great, great man who entered into your life. That high school football coach, man. My high school football coach's name was Ray Pozinski. And, man, he was a throwback, man. He is a little short cat, about 5'9", 280. And man, he was a throwback to the old coaches. Tell us a little bit about what that, your first football coach, high school football coach, what that meant to you in your life.
Oh, man, it means the world to me, man. He talks to me every other day. You know what I'm saying? To me.
Yeah,
you know, even yesterday,
and for had, people who don't know, we lost Coach Dozier. We lost him several years back, but you still in communication with him.
Yes, I feel him every. Even yesterday, I got into my car, and I drove, and when I came back, I forgot that I had left my keys in my other car on the council, so anybody could have got in and drove away with it. I was gone for like 30 minutes. I came back, you know, luckily I got a nice neighborhood of nice people.
Yeah.
But anyway, all I heard him saying was, son, that's a bird nest on the ground. Can you understand the terminology?
Yeah.
You know, if a bird nest falls on the ground and some other scoundrel comes up and see all the little eggs there, it's just like, thank you, God, for putting this in my lap.
Right.
So anything I do something stupid like that, it's a bird nest on the ground. That's an awesome terminology, ain't it?
Yeah.
He just had it, man. It's just to the point where it's certain things in life where he would say, you know, one day you're going to listen to me. And I say that to myself. And it was just God put him there for me, man. And for a lot of other gentlemen too, you know, and not just boys, but girls too. You know, he was a father to so many. He never had kids though, but he was a father to so many, which rubbed off on me to do the things.
So just for people to understand, and especially younger children and younger parents who wrestle with whether or not they want their child to play tackle football. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the ball is a tool. The ball is a tool. And what can be learned on that football field, you are still carrying it with you through your life. You used it even in the development of your children. Is it safe to say that?
I'm still learning, Earl. I'm still learning. You know, it's just, and this is a word of advice to coaches too, man. You got to be patient with these kids. You got to be patient just because you got to give them time to blossom.
Right.
If you see something right now, it can be different in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You got to let them blossom. If you don't, you could be letting go something that's extraordinary by not being able to be patient with these kids, man. Because some kids they do act crazy, and some kids don't do what they're supposed to do. You tell them 15 times, da 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 da, You got to keep pushing the envelope. You got to be able to bring that out of them. You got to be able to tell them the classroom is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mentally sharp with these kids, not just ready to throw them away. Give them time.
You know, Gilbert, the thing about the football, especially with young children, and is that parents are there. The practice in youth football, especially, parents are there. And I would always tell my coaches, man, you know, your responsibility, man, is bigger than making sure the kid understands football. You know, so many life lessons that are learned on that football field that that you have to understand as a coach. You either make the kid love the game at a young age or they never want to play again. That's the awesome responsibility that a football coach has. And so everybody can't be a coach, right? I mean, you really can't. You have to have the right kind of demeanor to sometimes you might have to put your foot on his head. And other times you have to hug him, right?
It is, man. Sometimes you got to give them tough love.
Right.
I ain't lying to you about that. But then sometimes you can't be that coach that keep them down all the time. You got to bring them up every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're sitting up there and you see a whole family at practice watching their baby, one kid out there running around when they got two or three, they running around the sideline trying to keep them. That's the love of the game. It's dedication. They love their child and they poured everything into it. And then you got the nerve to degrade them?
Oh yeah.
Come on. Oh yeah. Man. Oh yeah. Come on.
You know that some of them have watched too much TV.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I used to tell my coaches, I'm not looking for Vince Lombardi. Right? Vince Lombardi dealt with men. I don't need somebody screaming and yelling at children because they missed the block. Gilbert, most people don't know how involved football really is, how technical it is. It's chess. It's not just people running around out there. There are all kind of moves and counter moves, and it's a technical, technical game.
It is.
You got to be smart to play football, man. You can't just be a brute.
Yeah.
There are places you
have
to be. Yeah. There are places you have to be. And each individual has his responsibility. And then you got to interact with all these other people who have their responsibilities. And that creates a unit, right? I mean, that's.
That has to play as one.
Right.
In order to win.
Listen, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 77. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again to 94. High of 70 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 77 this afternoon. Lows level off around 54 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Let me do the singing.
Oh.
Welcome
in that shirt. In that shirt.
Hey, what, you don't like my shirt, man?
Man, it's too much purple in it, first of all.
Hey, man, purple and gold, man.
We don't like purple at all.
Welcome back to
in
the Pack-A-Land. Show.
In Pack-A-Land.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. So, Gilbert, it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. We haven't talked about some of the things you enjoy doing. Some of, you know, you look like a guy who probably likes, you know, playing pickleball.
I can't even spell pickleball. What is that?
That's a little.
What is pickle? I don't even like pickles my hamburger.
It's like ping pong.
I don't want to know, Earl, because I'll never. I don't care what pickleball is.
Hey, man. So let's talk about some of the hobbies of the grave digger that people don't know about. Man, you and cars, man.
Oh man,
I'm inseparable.
Oh man, a car to me, if I see a car, it's like a beautiful woman walking down the street. Hey, if she got the curves, that back end looks right.
Hey man, this is a family show, man.
I'm just telling you, what the car do to me, man. I'm just telling you.
You're comparing an automobile to a woman.
Because you got
some issues, man.
It got curves.
We might have
man.
To check you out for some CTR or whatever.
CTE, fool. CTE. CTE. I'm gonna tell you, man. I think I told you this story. Yesterday was Sunday. I washed up a few of them, you know, and I got out there and I said, well, I got to burn some carbon now because it's the first time of the summer it gets out. I took it around the corner and I had my 14-year-old son with me. We're sitting in the car. And I cut the music on and we, you know, maybe some Heavy D or something. Boop, 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 boop. He looked at me, looked at the radio, turned it off and said, Dad, I want to listen to the engine. I said, that's my boy right there. I almost brought a tear to my
eye. So for people who don't know, Gilbert Brown owns over 25 vehicles. The majority.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Well, the majority of them are high performance. High performance vehicles. That you know, I mean, can get out and tear up some road. So man, so where did you get the love of those high performance vehicles?
My father. My father was a gearhead. He was a drag racer, and he worked at Chrysler. So he always had a Mopar in the driveway, from a Satellite to a Super B or to even a Ram Charger. He always had a Mopar in his driveway, period.
So did you learn to do any, do you know how to do any maintenance on those cars?
With all those cars, you got to know some maintenance. So if you don't got no maintenance, I mean, you're going to be paying the mechanic down the street a lot of money if something go wrong.
So,
you know, you got to know.
So
my mama know more than me. I asked her the other day about something. She said, you need to check that distributor. You need to go check the hoses to make sure it's running right. My mama know more than me.
So you own all of these vehicles. They're high-performance vehicles, Gilbert. Yeah. And, and you know, they growl. I mean, it's something about I've seen you bring
they different rumble.
Vehicles. Yeah, yes. The different vehicles they rumble. To the football camps. And,
yes.
And, man, people would look at them, and I'd see it by, that's Gilbert's car. And so 25, you got a museum, man.
I'm a classic guy, man. I mean, I could have Lamborghinis and da-da-da-da-da and this. No, I'm an old school. So if y'all was getting into the subject of electric cars with me, I would throw up. just because I'm not saying that, you know, electric cars, this, that, or the other. I just love the sound, the smell. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about a combustible car that I just love.
Yeah. So these the classic cars, you know, you said you have a.
Listen. I saw one that went across Meekum Auction. You ever watched the Meekum Auction and Barry Jackson?
On. Yes.
One went across for $2 million, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, they got him.
So why would you give something like that up for a car you got to plug in the wall and go 20 miles before you got to recharge again?
So you do your homework, clearly. What's the oldest vehicle you have?
I have a 1958 Chevy Suburban. That's the oldest car.
1958 Chevy Suburban. How often do you drive it?
I drive it every blue moon.
Every blue moon.
Every blue moon.
If you put it out on the road today, will it rumble a little bit too?
Oh, it'll rumble. It'll rumble past you. My kids call it a milk truck, so I might drop two jars of milk before you when I drop them
off. And so you got a 69 Dodge Charger.
Oh, I got a story about that. How much time we got?
A few minutes.
We got time? Okay. So I went to this guy's house in Wisconsin. He was selling this 69 Charger, right? It was a rat nest. It was just horrible. And he wanted like $10,500 for it or something.
Right.
Like that. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't pay you $3 for this car. But I ain't tell him that. I didn't tell him that. I just said, you know what? I'm going to think about it and I'll call you tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I ain't calling this clown back. And his wife was sitting up there looking at me, smiling at him and smiling at me and shaking her head. Yes. So he said, you know what, man? You've been to Super Bowl, right? I said, yeah, I've been to two Super Bowls, Super Bowl 31 and Super Bowl 32. The dude said, now, every time I walk in my house, I kick the Super Bowl 32 helmet. I just kick it because we lost it, right?
Right.
He said, if you give me one of those Super Bowl helmets, you could have the car.
Wow.
I said, you can take this Super Bowl 32 helmet because I ain't going to give you my 31, but I give you 32. I felt so guilty. I had to get him a jersey and some tickets or something, man, you know, because but 3 years later, I got the most beautiful 69 Charger 440, all black. Oh, my God. I need an armed guard to drive with me.
Listen, man, I don't know where the time ever goes, man, but it flies when we get a chance to sit down and chat.
I think you speed it up, Earl.
Yeah. Hey, well,
you and that funny looking shirt you got on.
Well, okay, man. Well, do what Leroy Butler did. A Green Bay Packer jersey.
I got to make sure it's big enough so you ain't got the number stitched.
I ain't got to go. Hey, man, I love you, man. We'll be back
too,
on the docket again next Monday under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show.
Calvin, I'll holler at you.
See you later.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now you may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Jim Grass, Thompson, and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News.
Media app.
I'm Lindsay Watts.